Judy Pilak, you say. Is that correct? All right. Well, listen. I see both of you up there. I figure
when you start calling me Judy Podramatic, then we'll be in trouble.
All right. We'll expect chocolates. Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
Really? There's a huge Hershey bar upstairs. Go whack yourself off a chunk. Enjoy it. On me.
Oh, we already ate some of that.
Yeah. Hello. It's been there all day.
Yeah.
It's practically
gone
now.
Everyone's noshed on that already.
Yeah, everybody's been gnawing at it like rats.
Well, it was like the size of Brooklyn. Mm-hmm.
Very large. Very tasty.
Had to have a piece of it.
Yes. It's the Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVellante's. Ro obviously not here. I'm Brian Noonan in for Ro the next few days. Anna is where she is supposed to be, thank goodness. And Anna, I know you know what time it is.
I do. It's just after 5 o'clock.
At 5 on the Ro Khan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top 5 on the Ro Khan Show. Let's go!
All right, it is the top 5 on the Ro Khan Show. Yeah, it's good enough that we're going to hit it again. I don't know why it went off again. That's weird.
It is the top 5 at 5.
It is the top 5 at 5. That was strange, Brian.
Wait, what is it?
It's the top 5 at 5 again. Hey, there's 5 things. We'll start with the number 5 one, won't we? Sure, we'll start with
number 5. Good place to start.
Why not? Marco Rubio having a little fun with the fact that Bernie Sanders has been portrayed on Saturday Night Live. He was at a town hall event in Myrtle Beach today running through a scenario in which Sanders becomes president.
The news is saying President-elect Bernie Sanders. The only people that's good news for is Saturday Night Live. Because they got a really good guy doing the Bernie Sanders stuff.
All right. Meanwhile, Donald Trump commenting on the language he sometimes uses on the campaign trail. His critics have called him vulgar at times. Trump saying, in effect, it's a bit of an act and that he'll likely clean up his act as the race progresses. Here's Trump today talking to WOR's show Len Berman and Todd Schnitt in the morning.
I went to the best school. I was a good student. I do this for effect, like when I'm in an audience, but I'm going to probably have to stop now that we're getting closer to the world of the finish line.
All right, first of all, if my last name is Schnitt, I change it before I get into radio.
Well, good for him for keeping it. But, I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, I just how you are on the campaign trail is supposed to be reflective of what you'll be in the Oval Office. This is how we're judging everybody, right? This is
right.
This is the dance we have in America. And if you're loud and obnoxious and vulgar on the campaign trail, why would we think you wouldn't be later on? And maybe that's okay with you, but it is indicative of how you're going to be later. You're not going to change your personality.
No, people don't change, as you said. If this is how you are, this is what's getting people to follow him, is this, in his words, act.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait a minute. If you're just putting on an act, then what's the real you?
Mm-hmm. Another good question.
What are you going to be if you are elected? Are you still going to do your act, or are we going to see the real Donald Trump, whoever that might be? Mm-hmm. And does Marco Rubio have any room to criticize anybody after his performance on Saturday, even though
strange,
he copped to it?
What's strange is he's gone on attack. He was attacking Trump today as well as Sanders. And so it seems like this is the new Rubio that has emerged from the gaffe during the debate where everyone was saying he's so rehearsed. But what I keep reading is South Carolina is going to get so ugly because they need to shake it out a little bit. And there's so much money being spent and what happens there really matters. So I think we can expect a lot of dirty stuff.
Well, South Carolina has a history of those kind of shenanigans.
Yeah.
People calling, fake calls when Mitt Romney was running. All kinds of things.
Slamming other candidates that are paid for by the other candidate, but you don't really know because they make up some fake research group that they're calling for.
Well, Trump has tweeted that he's watching. He's watching these other candidates to keep them from doing their dirty tricks. So we'll see. Maybe that's an act too.
Number 4.
Could be.
Number 4, last night on The Late Show, Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders joined Stephen Colbert during his monologue.
But first, one more thing. Last night, Bernie Sanders won the New Hampshire primary. No joke.
He also says he's very different from Donald Trump, even though most people try to compare the two.
My view is that, yes, people have a right to be angry. You have a right to be angry when we are the only major country on earth that doesn't provide paid family and medical leave. When we have more people living in poverty today than almost any time in the history of this country. People have a right to be angry. But what we need to be is rational in figuring out how we address the problems and not simply scapegoating minorities.
Have you heard anyone comparing Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders?
No. Other than both being anti-establishment people.
Sure.
That kind of thing, kind of coming from, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of people go, you know what, they're exactly the same candidate.
No,
I don't know how people could even discern the difference between the two.
And apparently, Stephen Colbert, although he went to Northwestern, he's from South Carolina, so he was trying to help Sanders understand how he might need to beat Hillary, and he was suggesting he had to eat boiled peanuts and drink beer in order to win votes. Apparently
that's a South Carolina thing?
There. I didn't know about boiled
peanuts. I think drinking
peanuts.
Beer could help you anywhere.
Sure.
I thought boiled peanuts was more of a Texas-Georgia thing, but maybe it's the whole South.
Maybe that's what Colbert says.
Well, listen, if Colbert says it, if Colbert says it, then it must be true. All right, we will continue the top five at five. Yes, see, now she panicked. I saw her running from the other room. That's right, the other girl with the P last name. All of a sudden,
make sure you get him right. That was so dramatic.
And you know what? She was out of position, which also starts with a P. So perhaps podramatic should stay in place.
Ooh. Well,
that's right.
Say that quickly three times.
That's my pronouncement.
Come on, say it quickly three times.
What, podramatic should stay, perhaps podramatic should stay in place?
He did it.
Whew, I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right, well, good. Now catch your breath because it's time for you to give us traffic trouble spots. It's Violetta Podramatic.
From Albany Park to Alsip, Brittany and Elliot are trekking north to north to south in search of Chicago's best of Pulaski. Tune in to Chicago's Best Sunday nights at 10 on WGN-TV.
Let's continue the top five at five, and we are at
number three.
Number three. Tommy Lahren of Glenn Beck's video version of The Blaze is upset over Beyonce's halftime show at Sunday's Super Bowl.
This isn't about equality. This is about ramrodding an aggressive agenda down our throats and using fame and entertainment value to do so. Beyonce, really? What is the political message here? What is it they are trying to convey here? A salute to what? A group that used violence and intimidation to advance not racial equality, but an overthrow of white domination?
Wow. Today, across the internet, people are finding it shocking to watch a white woman so confidently tear into the performance for being unfair to white people, while also insisting that Beyonce and her fellow black entertainers are the reason America, quote, can't heal, end quote, from racism. She doesn't think it's a problem anymore.
These privileged Hollywood entertainment types are really something. Beyonce didn't reference the Black Panthers to bring about some kind of positive change. She did it to get attention. Good for you. You made headlines. You, just like President Obama, Jada Pinkett Smith, Al Sharpton, and so many others, just can't let America heal. Keep ripping off the historical Band-Aid. Why be a cultural leader when you can play the victim, right?
Now there are protests that are planned to happen outside NFL headquarters in New York on next week, February 16th. Oh. So this has really raised the ire of a lot of people. The one thing, Beyonce did come out today and she said, you know, those signs that some of her backup dancers were holding that were standing up for specific individuals involved with police interactions. She says she had no idea they were carrying those placards and that they snuck them in. That was not part of the intentional act. So the rest of it, I would imagine she was behind. I don't know. That's what she's saying, that those placards were brought in against her knowledge.
All right, let's hear one last clip from this Tommy Lahren.
Guess what, Beyonce? White people like your music, too. White people buy your songs on iTunes, memorize your lyrics, and admire your talent and beauty. Little white girls want to be like you just as little black girls do. But instead of recognizing that, you would rather perpetuate the great battle of the races. Your husband was a drug dealer. For 14 years, he sold crack cocaine. Talk about protecting black neighborhoods. Start at home.
Wow, start at home. Jay-Z hasn't sold crack in quite some time.
He really hasn't.
As far as I can remember.
This is Glenn Beck's show. I mean, it's intentionally kind of incendiary, right?
Right, and here's a woman who, until today, when I watched the clip, I had never heard of this woman. Mm-hmm. But now she's trying to get as much pub as she can.
That's how you do it in America, right?
I
there,
guess,
Brian.
Listen, I know that white girls are downloading this podcast of this show. So are black girls, and we're trying to send a positive message. That I'm dealing crack for 14 years.
Yeah, you're done with those days now, right, Brian? You're not doing the crack thing.
Well, listen, this is only part-time, man. Got to get paid. You know that. Anyway, let's move on to
number two.
Yeah, I'm not a I wouldn't be a very threatening crack dealer, I don't believe.
But that might work for you in your sweater vest and stuff. You know? that could work.
Sure. I'm the yuppie crack dealer. Burger King recently announced that they'll be offering hot dogs on their menus by the end of February. Who better to enlist to help spread the word than Snoop D-O-double-G?
Today, we're training y'all about the newest menu item, grilled dogs. Hot dogs grilled to perfection. Break out the burners, because we're grilling this dog my way. bikinis, martinis, zucchinis. Yeah, you know the rest. Where my dog's at?
I'll tell you what, if I roll up at a Burger King and see bikinis and martinis, the last thing I'm thinking of is a hot dog. I'm thinking, one, I'm in the wrong neighborhood.
Well, yeah, I guess it depends. But anything Snoop's affiliated with, I think, makes it better. Somehow, you know, you
I
pay
agree.
Attention. He's really good as an ad pitch guy.
Next, they're going to start featuring gin and juice. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on at Burger King.
And he seemed more excited. I mean, he seemed more energetic there than we've seen him in some of his other appearances.
Well,
what I'm saying.
He may not have been herbally
stimulated.
Herbally stimulated or herbally calmed.
Maybe he didn't find his guy in the sweater vest. That
sure.
He might need
his happy weed dealer. Is that what the kids are calling it now, Brian? Weed dealer? Sure. We'll go with weed dealer.
You're asking the other Brian.
Sure. I'm talking to myself. That's what's scary, Anna. I just always ask myself questions in the third person. Hey, it's time for
Number one.
As the dust settles around the earth-shattering results of the New Hampshire primary, no one seems to be asking the important questions, like, how dare Carly Fiorina pay homeless people to vote for her? Well, turns out someone was asking that important question, and many others, as voters made their way out of the polls Tuesday evening. Jimmy Kimmel Live sent a camera crew to a polling station in Nashua, New Hampshire, to get their views on a raft of mostly fictional scenarios, and the result was comedy gold.
And were you concerned at all about the reports this morning that Hillary Clinton tried to cut Bernie Sanders' brake line?
No, because I think that the media is trying to make Hillary look bad, and they'll just say and do whatever it takes to make her look bad.
What was your reaction to Hillary's announcement that she plans to put Sean Penn on the Supreme Court?
I think it was ridiculous.
Yeah? What do you find ridiculous about it?
Sean Penn is certainly not qualified to be on the Supreme Court.
And what was your reaction when you saw that she said that in the first place?
The same as it's always been. She's disgusting.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Wow.
That's pretty strong. But the headlines coming out of this race have been that extreme and that spectacular, sure, that you would almost believe anything that hit you on this one.
Well, let's be honest. A lot of America is dim, to say the least.
There's
a segment of America that's dim.
Well, a segment also that's probably tuning out all of these politics because, you know, you feel like it doesn't really matter in your life sometimes. I mean, even though that's the wrong way to think, I mean, there's a reason why anti-establishment candidates are doing so well. It's because people think that the establishment has failed them. So I don't know, every time you read a headline now, don't you sort of look at it and think, that has to do with this political race? Doesn't it go through your mind like,
it's all news
is that
and
possible?
Ruse. The
is
whole world has become news or ruse. here's another clip to back up my point that some people are dim.
Okay. Are we surprised when you heard Bernie Sanders' admission that he tried marijuana when he was a kid in the 1920s?
In the 20s, I'm surprised, but that, you know, my grandfather was from the 20s. If it had been the 60s, I would have said, you know, okay.
So, of course, right now you've seen the photographs from the diner yesterday where Chris Christie leaned over and just stole pancakes from an old woman's plate. What were your feelings when you saw those images?
If Chris Christie would lean over and take food off an old lady's plate, she can kiss her Social Security goodbye.
Ooh.
And if she's willing to do that to an elderly lady, then the youth needs to worry.
The youth needs to worry, Anna. See what I'm talking about?
I think we're
all
worried.
The youth need to worry.
We're all very worried.
Everybody is worried.
The top five at five.
All right, on the other side of the real news, it is time for News or Ruse with our very special celebrity guest, comedian Jim Norton. He will be in here. You want to play News or Ruse? 312-981-7200. That's how you become a contestant.